Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's John Siebert with You're in Good Hands with Assurance. And this podcast is for the teachers out there. Many of you know I'm married to an elementary school teacher. My mother taught for, Lord, I don't know, 50 years or something. And my sister, she is a teacher. My sister-in-law is a teacher. So I am surrounded by teachers my entire life. And so I have heard each and everything I think I possibly could in terms of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, that being said, of course, they wouldn't be in it if it wasn't the majority good. But I have a question. First, I have an idea about schools and how kids are taught. And then I have a question for the teachers. So my idea is this, is utilizing a teacher skill set, not utilizing a book. Meaning, so when on Monday, let's say it's a new topic in which the teachers are introducing, could we do something like the teacher introduces the topic, discusses it, you know, teaches the kids, you know, the ins and outs, if you will, and then on Tuesday, you know, they come back to school on Tuesday and they are in groups, whether it be 2, 3, 4, I don't know any, you know, the specifics there or whatnot, but they work in groups, so they collaborate with each other on that same topic. They're trying to figure things out by working hands on with each other, you know, and problem solving together. You know, telling one another, I don't think that'll work, or this or that, and resolving maybe conflicts and whatnot over what one might believe or another, this or that, and then working the actual problem out. And doing that for 2 days. So it gets introduced, they work, you know, together as a group for 2 days, and then on Thursday, it's back to yourself again. It allows you the time in which you kind of, you know, the topic's been introduced to you, you've worked with some others about it, so it's allowed you to kind of to formulate your own opinion of how you would kind of go about the problem. And then on Friday, since testing is such a big thing, you test on that by application. How do you apply it? You know, how do you yourself apply it? Because, you know, it just amazes me how school is like the one thing that has not evolved at all. I mean, just think about that. Like, how our society has evolved over time, and school really hasn't. Like, you know, we're teaching the exact same thing over and over and over again. And then as adults, we get older, and we sit here and we complain about how there's no opportunity, or maybe people have limited information or skills, so we can't have, like, well, there's a reason, because we haven't changed our curriculum at all to make a child, you know, actually apply something and not just memorize something. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's all about money, and we know that from the standpoint of government and the schools, you know, to fund them, and that's done through testing. But testing is mainly just memorization. That's what it is. So, and that's all we're gearing towards, and we're not allowing the children an opportunity to express themselves and work together like they will as they get older. And then with that being said, the question to the teachers on top of all this is, wouldn't you like to teach in an environment like that, in which you could actually, you know, yes, there's going to be structure in terms of what the topics are and whatever, the assignments or this or that. I don't have the specifics. It's just something in which is kind of I've thought about. But you make it your own. I mean, you truly get to make it your own instead of, you know, having to follow, you know, a book or whatever it might be. In today's chapter, I mean, to the teachers, that's got to be old, you know. And this would allow for, you know, the teachers to express themselves and how they would love to teach and interact with the kids. So, you know, in the comments, if you would, just leave your thoughts. I've always been interested in this and how, you know, school hasn't really evolved much at all, and what the teachers really think about that and from a curriculum aspect and whatnot. So I appreciate you listening, and let's get some discussion going. And thank you, teachers, so much for your time and effort for another school year.